Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
As a father of four, I get the great privilege of having many insights into what the love of a father is like. And today I want to share with you an experience that I had last night. I'm not going to focus on the Feast of St. Boniface. I'm not going to focus on the readings from Tobiah or from Tobit or the woman who gave out of her poverty. Two very profound things that I could reflect on. But if I'm going to share what God is doing in my life, the goal of this podcast, I have to share with you what happened last night. I was able to go to my daughter's dance recital. She's 10 years old, and she has this dance recital once a year. And she danced with about six other girls to a song. And she was that group was one of about 25 different acts. And so I was there watching these dances for 2 hours, and about 3 minutes of it was hers. What struck me is when my daughter came out to dance, this joy came over me. You know, every daughter there was dancing, and all the girls danced great, and my daughter danced great, but there was something so profound in being able to see my daughter dance. She, of course, dances much better than she did last year. She's grown a lot. And of course, I have a beautiful daughter, and that's great. But it just struck me, why is it so much more profound? And of course, it's because she's my daughter. So I started thinking about this and what a gift it is, how I am very good because I am a son of the Father. And I started thinking about how awesome it would be to have the real love of God, which could have looked at every single one of those dancers and had that same joy. And how glad God was last night watching all of these young ladies and men dance. My heart grew to desire that love. I have an appreciation for the arts. I appreciate dance. Would not say that I understand it or would ordinarily attend things that have dance in them. But I desired last night's the heart of God, that I could have this great love and appreciation for people, even if I didn't know them. So I was stuck kind of between this place of like, I understand the gift of being a son or daughter of God and the love that comes out, that natural love that just flows. But I also desired more. I wanted to grow in that love. I took my daughter home after the recital, and I was the only one that went. The rest of my family is going to go the next day. And as I left, because I had to get back to do something for work after the recital, I looked at my daughter and I said, "You are the most beautiful dancer out there tonight." And she just smiled. She just gleamed with joy to hear the Father see her amidst all of the other dancers, and to affirm her and who she is and the beauty that she possesses. What a gift it is today to know that God loves us as his children, that he looks upon us with kindness, with joy, with great love. And he has so much love to give that it spreads to everyone around us as well. So while I receive that love, I desire for others to know that love and to share in that joy as well. Let us pray. God, I thank you for the opportunity to be a father today. I thank you for the gift of my daughter that opens up my heart, makes me generous and loving and kind. A love that fills me with peace and joy. Give us your heart this day, that we might look around to all those around us with that same joy and that same peace. Guide our hearts today. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.